This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There are reports from Russia that say Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died in prison. NPR's Charles Maines has more from Moscow.
Well, we heard of these reports from the prison authorities in the Yanukovych Autonomous Republic. This is in the far north of Russia, where Navalny is currently serving out a lengthy sentence. Apparently, they say that Navalny felt bad after a walk in the prison yard, immediately lost consciousness. Medical staff tried to resuscitate him and failed to. Now, we haven't heard confirmation of Navalny's death from Navalny's family or his associates. They say they're looking into these reports, and they won't know until his lawyer visits the prison colony in the coming hours.
NPR's Charles Maines in Moscow. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis returns to Georgia's state court today. A Georgia judge is weighing whether she should be disqualified from prosecuting Georgia's election interference case against former President Donald Trump and others. Several defendants accuse Willis of having a financial stake in the case because of her romantic relationship with the special prosecutor. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports on her testimony yesterday.
District Attorney Fannie Willis sparred with defense lawyers as they told conflicting narratives about when the relationship began and if Willis reimbursed prosecutor Nathan Wade for their personal travel.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
After a former friend of the DA testified the prosecutors began dating before Willis hired Wade for the Trump probe, Willis and Wade disputed that timeline and said they're no longer romantically involved. And defense counsel pressed the two on their assertion that Willis reimbursed Wade for travel in cash. Testimony continues before the judge rules whether the case can stay with the Fulton DA's office. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds there are regional differences in who's getting long COVID. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, some states have much higher rates.
West Virginia, Alabama, and Montana have some of the highest rates of long COVID. Around 1 out of 10 residents in these states reports having symptoms like fatigue, lingering coughs, and brain fog for at least 3 months after getting COVID, according to a national telephone survey. The states with the lowest rates of long COVID included Hawaii, Maryland, and Vermont, where the residents were about half as likely to report having those symptoms. Nationally, around 7% of U.S. adults say they've ever had long COVID. Prevalence tends to be higher in the South, Midwest, and West, and lower in New England and the Pacific region. The report says that understanding geographic differences could help guide resources towards the people and places that need them most. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Mourners in Kansas City held a vigil last night for the victims of this week's mass shooting. One woman was killed and more than 20 others were shot. This is NPR. A New York judge is expected to issue a final ruling today in a civil fraud trial against former President Donald Trump. The judge has already ruled that Trump, two of his sons, and associates committed fraud by falsely increasing the value of some of their properties in New York. This would give them better financing deals from banks. Prosecutors say they want Trump and his associates to be fined $370 million. Wisconsin state lawmakers have passed legislation requiring the University of Wisconsin-Madison admit all students who graduate in the top 5% of their class. As NPR's Hiba Ahmad reports, it's the latest university seeking to guarantee admissions for high-achieving students.
The legislation not only requires the University of Wisconsin-Madison to admit the highest achieving students from each school in the state, it also mandates that other University of Wisconsin campuses admit those who graduate in the top 10% of their class. The bill was introduced amid concerns from GOP legislators that the universities were admitting more out-of-state students than in-state students for profit. The push for guaranteed admissions across the country comes as colleges grapple with low rates of enrollment among undergrads, which saw a sharp decrease during the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Hiba Ahmed.
University of Iowa basketball guard Caitlin Clark has set the new NCAA women's basketball scoring record. She now has 3,569 career points. Clark set that record last night in a game where the Iowa Hawkeyes beat Michigan. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.